What if I told you that for about $60 you could own part of a castle in France? Le Motte-Chandonnier is a gorgeous 13th century chateau about 200 miles southwest of Paris. Gorgeous but decrepit. The castle looks like something out of a fairy tale, but nature is gradually reclaiming it. Not everybody wants a tree in their bathroom. A French crowdsourcing platform called D'Artagnan's is working with an association to try to restore and protect French castles. And they've made an appeal to the public. Help us save this chateau, and we'll make you owners, along with a few thousand other people. Romain Delhomme is the CEO of D'Artagnan's. He joins us from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott, for inviting me.
What's the chateau look like right now?
Basically, it's a castle you can see come from out of a Walt Disney movie or on a fairy tale book. It's something incredible. I think this is a unique monument in the world. Mm-hmm. And our aim today is try to save us with as many people as we could find.
Mm. I've got a big family on both sides of the Atlantic. How many bedrooms?
At the moment, there's no bedrooms. There's much more trees and flowers and nature, which took its part over it. But it used to have a few bedrooms, I think, maybe 12 or 16. I don't know exactly.
You have more than 10,000 co-owners right now, don't you?
Yeah, I think we have just reached $1 million raising. We have almost 100 different nationalities who has participated in the project. And I think the Motte-Chandonnier is now a sign of what people can do thanks to internet and the social media. And we're going to be maybe 15,000 co-owners in a few weeks now.
Mm. Well, Monsieur Delhomme, what if, 1,000 owners want a red carpet in the front hallway, and 2,000 of them want a blue carpet, and 3,000 want bamboo flooring? What do you do?
We do what we do exactly in a democracy. That means the majority will win. And this is the aim of the project. We want the castle to be a collective project. We want to have everyone who has ideas for the castle future and who want to help also with their hands or with the company or whatever they can bring to the project to say it to us. And then we're going to ask the 1,000 co-owners what the ideas suit them the most, and then we will go for that. The democracy will win over everything on this project.
Democracy always wins, I like to think.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people are already getting involved. You know, we are having hundreds of calls every day and emails, and people say, if you need me to help you with the restoration, if you need hands, if you need anything, I can do many things for you. So I think this is the great force of the project. It's not the money we manage to collect. It's much more the people we manage together around us.
Romain Delhomme is the CEO of D'Artagnan's. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you very much, sir, for inviting me. And thank you also to all the people who has made this project possible.